This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi will interact with 3,000 young leaders of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 tomorrow in New Delhi on the occasion of the National Youth Day. During the event, the young leaders will showcase their presentation on the vision for Viksit Bharat to the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Addressing the first day of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the event is in line with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has pointed out that the transparency and public accountability in conducting examinations and interviews must not only be fair, but also be seen as fair. He was speaking in Bengaluru today after inaugurating the 25th National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions. He said that it was the vision of former President Rajendra Prasad to create an independent commission that is free from executive influence that will guard against jobbery, nepotism and favoritism. He expressed concern of emerging trends of bureaucrats and politicians securing elite positions for the spouses. He called for establishing the public service commissions as the sole unified recruitment authority which works with the spirit of convergence between state and central governments. The Vice President wished for a transparent and technologically equipped bureaucracy that can work for our vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in the year 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. Chairing the Regional Conference on Drug Trafficking and National Security in New Delhi today, the minister said, "If we aim to make India supreme, it cannot be achieved without a drug-free India." He said this battle must be fought collectively by the central and the state governments on a united platform. Mr. Shah highlighted that over the last 10 years, nearly 24 lakh kilograms of drugs were seized, while drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of. During the event, the Home Minister inaugurated the Drug Disposal Fortnight and the extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. Highlighting the fortnight, the minister asserted that it will deliver a strong message to the public against drug trafficking. In Assam, almost after 144 hours of Umrangso coal mine tragedy, a rescue team retrieved 3 bodies from the quarry this morning. The coal miners were trapped inside a 3-kilo coal quarry in Umrangso in Dima Hasao district on Monday morning after a sudden gush of water flooded the site. 5 miners are still missing. Navy, Army, NDRF, SDRF, ONGC, Coal India and District Administration are working jointly to trace the rescue the remaining miners. A war of words has escalated between the ruling Aam Aadmi Party AAP and the BJP ahead of the assembly elections in Delhi, with both parties accusing each other of corruption and voter fraud. BJP today launched a campaign song highlighting the alleged corruption under the AAP-led Delhi government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, State BJP President Virendra Sachdeva alleged that former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal not only looted Delhi but also pushed its citizens towards destruction. Mr. Sachdeva claimed that the people of Delhi are searching for development, but Mr. Kejriwal is busy resorting to name-calling against the BJP. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party levied a counter-allegation of voter fraud on the BJP. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, senior party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh claimed that several BJP leaders have submitted applications to get multiple votes registered at their addresses. In badminton, men's double semi-final of the Malaysia Super 1000 tournament is underway between the Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and the unseeded South Korean pair of Seo Shuang Jae and Kim Wang Ho in Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.